Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we're the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Olivia, Maisie, Kaylee, Connor, James, and myself, Oscar.
Hi, Oscar, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Glad to hear it. So, what's happening on the island at the moment?
The Isle of Wight, Mardi Gras.
Where's that?
Wight Town Centre.
So, tell us more about the event.
The Isle of Wight, Mardi Gras is a carnival with fantastic theme parade. It will feature 800 children and young people in fabulous carnival costumes, performing some fantastic choreography.
Wow, sounds like a great event. So when is the Mardi Gras on?
It's on the 30th of June. The carnival starts at 3 p.m. For more information and tickets, please call 01983 716095.
Great, thanks for that information, Oscar. See you next week.
See you next week.
Nicola here, in for Maisie. Now for the top 10 singles of the week. Number 10, Flames, David Guetta and Sia. Number 9, I Like It, Cardi B. Number 8, Leave a Light On, Tom Walker. Number 7, One Kiss by Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa. Number 6, Better Now, Post Malone. Number 5, No Tears Left to Cry, Ariana Grande. Number 4, Shotgun, George Ezra. Number 3, 2002, Anne Marie. Number 2, Solo, Clean Bandit. And number 1, I'll Be There by Jess Glynn. Now for the top 10 albums of the week. Number 10, Ye, Kanye West. Number 9, Wildness, Snow Patrol. Number 8, No Shame, Lily Allen. Number 7, Kids See Ghosts by Kids See Ghosts. Number 6, Beer Bongs and Bentleys, Post Malone. Number 5, Divide, Ed Sheeran. Number 4, The Beach Boys and the Philharmonic Orchestra by The Beach Boys. Number 3, Lost and Found, Georgia Smith. Number 2, Staying at Tamara's, George Ezra. And number 1, a non-mover, The Greatest Showman, Various Artists.
Good afternoon, this is Connor with your latest Island News. A former amateur racing driver from the Isle of Wight had the shock of his life when he recently visited the famous Goodwood Motor Racing Circuit. Patrick Keane attended Goodwood's Morgan Day, and there was the very car he had raced himself in the early 1980s. At the time, Mr. Keane had beaten racing legend Stirling Moss and even famous Formula One female driver from the 1970s, Debbie Gallagher. The car was one of around 130 taking part in the event, and first to spot it was Mr. Keane's son, Jack. Mr. Keane was given kind permission by the car's owner, Stephen Lockett, to sit inside and reminisce about its racing days. Patrick said, "I was sponsored by the Royal Hampshire Regiment to drive this car. It was an amazing experience seeing the car that I had raced 38 years ago. It was nostalgic and the memories came right back. It was a million to one chance to find the car."
Hi there, it's Nicola in for Kaylee this week with all your TV and film reviews. Recently, I watched the film Overboard, the original Overboard, not the 2018 remake. Overboard is a feel-good film from 1987, starring Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, my favourite actress. My favourite character in the movie is Goldie Hawn. She plays Joanna, a spoilt rich socialite who falls off a boat and loses her memory. She gets taken in by Kurt Russell, who pretends to be her concerned husband. Now, she was horrible to him in the past, so Kurt Russell exacts his revenge by treating her like a housemaid. He makes her look after him, his house, and his three boisterous children. Now, Joanna is none the wiser and just thinks that was her life before she lost her memory, until she discovers the truth about who she really is via a missing persons news story. And there is a bit of a twist at the end, but I won't give that away in case you haven't seen it. I love this film because it's classic 80s. It's got a great soundtrack, and Kurt and Goldie, of course, are a famous couple in real life. But best of all, it's the beautiful scenery in the film that really makes it for me.
Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
about that. Yeah, that really is really good news. Well, you do know we're not together anymore, don't you? Well, no, it wasn't just that. Things just didn't work out, that's all. Yeah, no, I'm okay. I'm pleased he's happy. Yes, definitely. He's much better off in London. I don't think he really liked the island. Okay, well, there you go. Yes, I'm pleased he's back in London. He'll be happy there. Okay. Yeah. Bye. No, I wouldn't say anything. I think it's better he doesn't know that I phoned. Is that okay? Great, thanks. Okay, yeah. Okay. Bye.
Oh, hi Sarah. How are you? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You don't look very happy.
No, I'm fine, honestly.
You sure?
Yes, really. Believe it or not, I've actually had some good news.
Oh, what is it? I'd have thought if it was good news, you'd look happy.
Penny, it's Harry.
Harry? What about him?
He's gone back to London.
No. Well, that is great news.
Yeah, he's moved off the island and he's now living in London again.
Oh, that's brilliant. But how do you know he's left the island?
Well, I'd sort of heard he had through someone on Facebook. And just now I phoned someone we both knew in London. And he said that Harry had definitely moved back. I think he said he's living in Balham.
Oh, Sarah. So why aren't you happy about it?
Well, I am. It's just a bit of a shock, to be honest. I can hardly believe it. I've dreaded it for so long, bumping into him and seeing him again, that I can't quite believe that he's gone. I honestly can't believe it. And so that means he really is out of my life now.
It's brilliant. That's it. No more problems with that dreadful man. We can relax. Sarah, we don't need to worry who's at the door or who's on the phone. It's great news. Oh, you must feel so relieved.
I am, Penny. It's just for so long he's been part of my life, so I can hardly dare believe he's out of it now.
Right. Well, he is. Oh, I think we deserve a drink. Do you want one?
Yeah, okay.
So, Sarah, who did you speak to on the phone? What makes you so sure he's moved back to London and not just there for a day trip or something?
No, he's definitely moved back. It seems he's told people that he didn't like the island. In fact, he said he couldn't stand the place.
And what about you? What's he said to everyone about your relationship?
Well, I'm not sure about that. The friend, who I've just spoken to, was a bit surprised when I said we weren't together anymore.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound so good.
Yes, well, it's just what I thought. I wonder what Harry's been saying.
Well, he must have said something, since you aren't with him now. I would have thought his friends would ask where you were, wouldn't they?
Well, yes, I would think so.
Oh, come on, let's not worry about it. The good news is he's gone. He was an awful man. You're so much better off without him.
Oh, I know that. Well, as you know, I'd be happy if I never ever saw him again.
Well, it's happened. He's gone, and we won't ever see him again. Oh, let me get that wine. Oh, do you want to go out? Do you want to go to Adam's?
Yeah. What a good idea. When should we go?
Oh, what about seven?
Seven? Oh, give me 5 minutes and we can go then.
Okay, I'll be ready in five then.
Great. I aim to celebrate.
Sarah, what's the time, please?
It's 8. I suppose we should be going in a bit. I'm glad that we did come to Adam's. We did need to celebrate properly.
Well, I think we did with those cocktails.
What was yours called again?
Oh, mine was Mischief Maker. And what was yours?
Adam's Answer to Everything.
That was the name of your cocktail?
Yes, and it was lovely.
Well, I knew that because you did have two of them.
Penny, the strange thing is, I keep expecting him to walk through the door. Although I know he's gone, I can't quite believe it. It's just too good to be true.
Now, you can stop that, Sarah. He has gone. He's not going to walk in. He's obviously now decided that your relationship is over. You said he doesn't like the island, so the best place for him is in London. And I'm sure that's where he'll stay.
But he might come back to visit.
Why would he? He hasn't got anything here to come back to. As you said, he can't stand the island. So I'm sure he won't want to come back.
No, of course you're right. But you know when things are just so good, you can't help thinking something will go and spoil it?
Look, don't worry. No one is going to spoil anything. He's gone. And now you can get on with your life. As I said, you must feel so relieved.
Well, I don't know. I daren't feel too happy. If anything, I feel scared.
Oh, Sarah, things will be okay. At last you're free from that bully. Things will be good, I just know it. This is the best thing that's happened for a long time, for both of us. You don't need to feel scared.
I know I shouldn't, Penny, and I keep telling myself that. But I just had a feeling something was going to go wrong.
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thoughts.
Hi, it's Nicola here in place of Olivia this week. Now today I'm going to be asking Oscar some questions. Oscar, are you ready?
Yeah.
Right, so what is the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
American flump.
American flump? Oh, that sounds interesting. So what is your favourite thing to eat at a barbecue?
Burgers.
Burgers, good choice. And what are your hobbies?
Cricket.
Are you good at cricket?
Yeah.
You play for a team, don't you? So you must be pretty good. Excellent. What is your favourite ice lolly?
Nobby Bubbly.
Mine would be Mr. Whippy. So do you have any secret talents that nobody knows about?
Yeah, I do impressions.
And what impressions do you do?
Donald the Duck.
But you're pretty good at art as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep that quite secret. Well, that's it from me this week. Catch you next time.